That was Amber by 311. My name is Dempsey. I'm on with Cleo and Hutton.
Hey, guys.
Hi. We're from Walking for Water, the Laguna Beach High School branch at our school. We are seniors at the club, and me and Hutton are a part of a Teen Action Radio podcast through KX. We are so grateful for the platform you've given us, and we are so happy to help out today.
We love the fact that you're helping out. Thank you so very much for doing this, you guys.
Of course. We're so happy to be here, and we just want to talk a little bit about what we're about as an organization. Walking for Water is an organization that started, it's like 2001?
Well, this year is actually our 20th anniversary.
Oh, it's our 20th anniversary.
So it started 2003.
Okay. Yeah, so that's pretty amazing. Yeah. We raise, it's all about like kind of teen leadership and humanitarianism, and we raise money to build wells in Africa and India, as well as support education for women in those areas. It's something that I never really thought I'd get involved in, especially like I started last year. I mean, Hutton and Cleo have been a part of it since freshman year, so I'm kind of new, but it's been so amazing. It's really like hit something in me that I never thought I would enjoy so much, especially on the radio. It's amazing.
Right.
It's something special. I mean, like Dempsey said, I started my freshman year, and ever since I've been hooked. Not a lot of kids around just any high school stay in a club, a nonprofit, for 4 years, but there's something so great about the club and Susan herself that just keeps everyone in the club interested and engaged at all times.
Right.
Especially living in Laguna Beach, such a small community, we're able to have such a great impact on the world. I find it so awesome that we can all contribute.
And if I could let our audience know right now, it's not just a throwaway line. You are quite literally funding the building of wells in places that they have to walk 7 and 8 miles. The women of these of these villages have to walk 7 and 8 miles sometimes for water.
Yeah. Instead of going to school, instead of getting an education. And it's like something so... Sibomfu Somé was actually a woman who came to the United States and really hit Susan Huff. Like, she's the creator of the organization.
She's amazing.
And she, oh my gosh, she's amazing. I've never had an adult, like, I mean, I have, but she's so important to me, and I've only met her last year, so it's so amazing.
She has that same effect on everyone she meets.
She really does. She, yeah. It's kind of bizarre, actually, and I was not expecting it at all. So she's actually going to call in tonight, so we'll hear from her. But it's pretty amazing. I will say, it's we live in a bubble, Laguna Beach, definitely, and so it's easy to forget that how lucky we are and like how privileged our lives are. So being a part of this organization is really like kind of broken through and like helped.
Eye-opening.
Yeah, it's eye-opening. Right. And it's like one of those things you start because you're like, oh, I need community service. Like, what do I do?
Right.
And then you get into it and you actually hear about what we're doing, and then you put in the work, and it's so fulfilling in the end.
So can I ask, 4 years ago when you two first got involved, what was the attraction to it? What made you choose this over other clubs you could have joined?
Well, I'm a surfer, so I instantly saw water on it, and I thought, hey, that has something to do with me.
Right.
And I was instantly attracted, and I had always heard great things about the club itself just from other members saying I had to join. And it was a great way to create a change while getting community service hours. It was fun. It was easy. And you were really making a statement. So that was the first thing attracted to me. And I wasn't too sure my first couple of meetings, just because it's weird to be new in a club. And you don't even believe that we're making such a change until you see the progress, the wells we've put in these places. It's awesome. It's almost a little addicting.
Right.
Yeah, for me, I mean, I heard about the club in middle school when I was at Thurston, and I just remember seeing these girls I looked up to a part of this club, and I mean, going on their Instagram, just looking at what they were doing, I found it so cool knowing that going into high school, I really wanted to be a part of this club. And one of the main factors I remember in freshman year, I'm in ASB, and a senior, her name was Jessica Burke, and one of the leaders in the club, it was club signing day. And she was like, oh, you should sign up. Just see what we do. Like, it's amazing. You'll love Susan. And I was like, yeah, I was so stoked. And I went to the club and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I am going to be a part of this for a very long time.
Very,
I mean,
very
even
cool.
Out of high school, like, Susan and I, like, I mean, we talk about it all the time. Like, we're never going to lose touch, and we're always going to be connected.
Yeah, that's, I mean, Clea's been trying to tell me to join this club for years now. We've been friends for a while, and I finally gave in last year, and it was like, changed my life, and it brought me to the radio, which is something I never expected at all, and it's been like so amazing. Cleo's actually going to be on our next radio show. We're talking about voting.
Very cool.
Yes.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, so Cleo actually got to vote this year, which
congratulations. And thank you for voting, by the way. Thank you.
No need to thank
me. No, there is, actually. You know what? There is. There's a lot of people. There's less than 50% of us vote in any election. And it's, and everyone who does vote, I got to thank.
And that is a bizarre statistic for sure.
It's horrible.
I mean, I'm only 17, so I was definitely a little jealous, but I'm going to grill her on the process.
Thank you. And Hutton, you mentioned something that it's addictive. It is an endorphin rush when you help someone. Do you not feel
Absolutely.
That?
Oh, yeah,
yes.
For sure.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I mean, we go to get sponsors every couple of weekends, and when you get that yes, and you get something that we can either place as a auction item or a certain dollar amount, it's really cool to get that, you know, that win almost.
Right.
And you're helping someone else out. So it's, there's nothing, something that can compare to it.
Right.
And everyone in Laguna, like when we go out for sponsors, they want to help, because I feel like with Orange County and Laguna Beach especially, there's kind of a stigma that the kids are very well off, stuck up, you know, they're just all focused on themselves. So especially like reaching out to people like that, we want to make a difference, like they want to help us, because obviously who wouldn't? It's such a great cause.
Right. The cause is just, it is something you want to be a part of, and I'm glad you guys are a part of it. Thank you.
Absolutely. It is so amazing. And I also feel like it's important for like teenagers to like have this kind of organization to go to and like learn leadership skills and organizational skills and social skills. There's so many parts of it that like are so enriching to our like just like growth as human beings, like young adults.
Especially our club. So I started off kind of just mainly doing sponsors, going out to receive auction items. And I really enjoyed it, but the cool thing about our club is you can branch out to multiple parts of the club. There's writing. We have our radio show that I got into probably last year. I'm still kind of new with it, but you really find your passion. You find something that you're good at,
right,
and you're making a change, and there's just nothing to lose in that place.
Right. So we have a phone call, and I'm guessing this is Susan. Is this Susan?
Yes, I do think this is Susan.
It is. It is Susan.
Yes. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
So
I've been listening to you guys, and I'm so proud of all the work that you guys do. But I want to do a big shout out to KX.
Oh,
you
have,
of course,
given my kids a place to land, a place to give voice to their thoughts and that deeper part of them that they carry and that they feel strongly about, and ways to really bring that out into a community. And I couldn't be more honored to have it be with KX, to really, and you, Ed, who supports us so wonderfully by coming to the walk and playing music and getting them jazzed up in that way. KX is the bomb. And I hope people are really listening to how you support our youth also. And people better be calling in and making a difference. That's all I'm saying.
That's really kind of you, and it's the same. We get the same endorphin rush that we were talking about. I'm not kidding. This is wonderful for us to see and witness, and to have them be a part of the radio station makes the community better. It's a big help to the community from them. It's really a help to us. So thank you, Susan, for all the hard work that you do. I'm telling you right now, no matter how much love you get, it's not enough.
Oh, I don't know. I get a lot of love from these kids, and they excite me and make me feel alive and keep me young. And I couldn't do it without them, and I wouldn't want to do it without them. So you've got three great ones right there in front of you. And I want you to know that Wisdom Spring, which is the nonprofit which has Walking for Water be a part of, is donating $500.
That's awesome.
And
thank you.
Because we love you guys, and I am personally donating $200 because I love my community, and I love my teens, and I love you and Alyssa and KX.
You are just the best, Susan. Thank you so very, very much for that. That's amazing.
Wow, you guys are amazing. And honestly, people should be calling in every second of this KX takeover.
That's what I say.
Yes. Absolutely.
They really do.
And if you
and like I said, these kids are going to talk about politics, and you know, they do see both sides of things, and they see differently. And we have left them in a huge struggle.
Right.
And KX is helping them to be humanitarians and be able to get their voice out.
Well,
so.
Theirs is the important voice. I've long believed that anyone, any generation that is younger than this current generation are the important voices to hear. So, again, they're bringing a lot more to the table than we could ever thank them for.
I agree. And I know that my Walking for Water Club and all youth have the right to give voice and have the right to be heard. And we need their voice now more than ever.
Yeah. Dempsey, you were going to say something?
Guys, thank you for doing this work.
Well, yeah, if you want to call in and talk to us on the air, you can call 949-715-5936 and have a little conversation with us. See if you want to donate. We would love to hear from y'all. Yes, Susan, we are so grateful for KX. It is such a unique opportunity, really it is, to like come on the local radio and like build shows that are so unique. Like we've done like a bunch of cool topics. We've done like the conflict in Ukraine. We've talked about like the effects of misogyny in high school. We've talked about college. We're even going into voting and the new generation. And that is such a unique thing to be able to like build that show and edit it and put it together. It is mind blowing that I like wasn't doing this before. Like right. We're so grateful for you.
Thank you. And you're covering everything that's important, and that's we could not be more grateful as a community for you. So thank you again, and thank you, Susan. For
I also want to say that we've had two of our Walking for Water Club members and that are the older ones that have now graduated and gone out into the world that have run radio shows at their colleges.
Wow! See, pretty good experience. I guess this is pretty good experience. Yeah, very good.
I mean, because of you all. And I mean, so that their voices have continued to be on air, right? And you also not only support the kids in Laguna Beach, but we also bring kids on from the East Coast. And that helps give even another dimension of what you've made us able to do. And so,
Well, as you mentioned that, and as you mentioned it, I say to my audience all the time, yeah, we're a local community station with an international appeal. We're everywhere. So anywhere that you can stream radio, that's where we are. So these voices not only get heard here in our community, but these really important voices and the subjects that they cover get heard everywhere. So, yeah, take that.
So many of your shows, your independent shows, have had our teens on there. Awakening Code Radio has supported us, and Inner Journey has supported us. And so, and you, Ed, and so many other of them that I'm spacing out right now, which is horrible. But, I mean, you guys have really supported us in making a difference and helping us get the word out about our walk, which is on March 26th, by the way.
Thank you.
So, we'll talk more about that, I'm sure, as the show goes on. But I just want to thank you again, and thank you for having me on air always. And I'm going to send you back to my team.
Thank you. And Susan, the door is always wide open for you. I think I even got a key for you in case I'm not here. So you got a key to this place, and you're always welcome.
Oh, well, you know, Ed, be careful what you say.
She'll take you up on that offer. Yeah. She will.
It's in the Haida key. It looks like a rock. It's right outside. No, I'm just kidding.
There you go. I'm looking
forward to it. So, thank you,
Susan. Great. Take care, guys, and I'll talk to you soon. And thanks for doing this for the kids and for Walking for Water, for Wisdom Spring, and for the world. Thank you.
And thank you for your generosity and anything we can ever do. Please don't hesitate to reach out. We got you.
Oh, believe me, you'll be here.
Okay. Thank you, Susan.
Thanks, Susan.
All right.
All right. That's Susan Huff, if those of you in the community that don't know her. She mentioned March. What's happening in March?
Yes. So March 26th, that is our big fundraising. We call it like the walk. Okay. So it's a big event. It happens. You are one of our most beloved attendees. And basically, we have silent auctions. We've got food there, activities. It's kind of like a family fun event. Music hosted by KX.
Yeah, you got a radio station there.
Yeah, we got a radio station.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, so it is basically a culmination of all the work we've put in throughout the year to fully raise all... Like, that's like our big, big one. So I think last year, what did we raise? Like 70?
I think it was around 70,000.
Very nice.
But in total with the East Coast, it was, I think, over 100,000.
Very nice.
Yeah. So we also have the East Coast branch, which we work with occasionally. I know we had a few of them on the radio show last year. We're hoping to kind of pull them on this year too. It's so interesting to see like the differences between like East and West Coast, but like how actually similar they are. And
see, the rap music kind of opened that door for us.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's like, we're both of them are from, I think it's Loudoun County in Virginia. Okay. I'm not really sure, but it's also like a pretty like well-off community. And so it's like these kids are kind of like opening up our worlds, right, basically to like help people and also like kind of figure out that our bubble is not the only thing.
Let's make sure that we get you guys back here before the March event so that we can talk about it in depth.
Oh, of course.
And then go ahead and roll it out to the community and how they can get involved and stuff.
We'd love to.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they did online walks during COVID too, right, which were pretty interesting. I wasn't there for that. I was not a part of the club, unfortunately. But what did those actually look like? I never really went.
I can talk about this. I remember, so we had this app, I forget the name, but it tracked how many, well, like your sponsors, someone could either directly donate to you just amount of money or a certain amount of money for how many miles you walked. I remember at this time I was in Utah, I believe, for a water polo tournament. And after my game, I would just be walking around like whatever campus I was at, getting my miles in. It was very fun. So that's basically what it looked like. It kind of reminded me of like our local jogathon when we were in elementary school.
Oh yeah, the jogathon.
Right. Where you'd walk around, ask people, or in my case, I would call them, text my family members, friends, neighbors. Like, I would love for you to sponsor me, either directly donate or donate how much you would give me for every mile.
Yeah. So we did it through this app called Move Spring, and we're doing it again this year. We do it every year because some people still want to stay away, not get too close.
Right.
And it's a great way just to interact with the walk. You can wear either a Fitbit or Apple Watch, or just on your phone, it records your steps and your miles. And it's really cool because, like Cleo said, you can get a personal sponsor and get a dollar amount donation for every mile you walk, which Susan's a big fan of that one.
Right.
I'm not the best walker.
I'm not a really good walker.
So I try to
either.
Go for more of an overall donation rather than mile.
You know, I'll check my watch at the end of the day and I'm like, 23,000 steps? How did that happen, man? I don't remember walking 23,000 steps.
No, back to like the classes. I feel like our campus is pretty small, so maybe I should wear a Fitbit. Track that.
Yeah,
it'd be pretty
cool.
Yeah.
Right, you guys want to do some music? Or do you want to do another song?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sounds awesome.
All right, let's do another song and then come back on the other side of this. By the way, the music that you curated, all three of you put this together?
I think it was me and Hutton.
Okay. Yeah. All right, and you've got some fine choices here.
Thank you.
I'm about to play some Jimmy for you, so that's pretty cool right now. Yeah.
is mine that's running around. Butterflies and zebras and moonbeams and fairy tales. That's all she ever thinks about. Riding with the wind. When I'm sad, she comes to me with a thousand smiles she gives to me free. It's alright, she said, it's alright. Take anything you want from me.
Yeah, good choice with Jimmy. Fine, fine choice with Jimmy and Little Wing. Hey, you guys got a phone call. You want to go to the phone?
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. Is this Marco?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Marco.
Hey, Marco.
Hi. What's up, guys?
So glad you're calling in. You want to tell us a little bit about your role in Walking for Water and why you love it so much?
Yeah, totally. So I first joined Walking for Water along with Dempsey and... Oh, sorry, not Dempsey. Dempsey joined like 2 years later. and Cleo. And I kind of just joined because I think Cleo and I kind of also had some friends in the club who inspired us to join. And I always wanted to find some good clubs to join when I was in high school, and Walking for Water turned out to be the most outstanding choice I could have possibly chosen.
You picked me.
Absolutely.
Yep. Sure did. And so I really just joined because I've always wanted to find a way to give back. Like, giving has always been a very important part for me. I mean, a very, important part of myself. So when I joined Walking for Water, I was kind of just, thrown into this whole ring. Like, I would just start, walking around town, asking for, sponsors and donations and just, giving pitches about the club. And overall, Walking for Water has helped me so much grow as a person all throughout high school. It made me gain a lot of confidence. It really gave me great speaking skills and just going out into public and really helping me find myself overall. I was just kind of, Susan would, kind of follow me and a little group of freshmen around, and we would just go to these little stores and ask for, donations and auction items. And overall, we ended up getting really great items for the auctions and stuff. So all throughout the years, I've been instrumental in helping get auction items for our live auction that we have every year at our walk. And I really just love Walking for Water because it's a way to give back like no other. Our motto is water is life, and that is a completely true fact. People can't live without water. And the fact that there's people in our world still and today in the 21st century who don't have access to water or clean sanitation is baffling. We are here to provide that, and it's an amazing cause that I've always wanted to carry forward even today.
Well, much like I thanked the three of these people earlier, thanks to you, Marco, for being so involved.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fun time.
Absolutely. Not only is it so fulfilling and you know that you're helping people, it's also fun. These are some of our best friends that were in this club, and it makes it that much more appealing. And I know we're also I think we're doing a little presentation up at Thurston too soon. So we'll be able to present it to the younger kids. To kind of move up, me, Cleo, and Hutton, we're seniors, so we're out of here next year, unfortunately. And
do you have a good group of younger kids that are involved?
We do. Surprisingly, it's a lot of freshmen.
Okay,
yeah,
it's a lot of freshmen.
We have kind of a lot of seniors and then freshmen. We're gapping the sophomore.
We've got
juniors.
A little gap there, so I'm hoping to kind of train some of the freshmen and sophomores for the radio because I feel like that's. athletes.
And do you see yourselves this year soliciting more sophomores and juniors?
Absolutely. We were supposed to have a sophomore on the show today, but...
Maybe that's the other call. I've got another call. I've got two more calls waiting for you. Maybe one of them is that. Hey, Marco, is it okay if I go to another call here?
Yeah, totally. But thanks for having me.
Well, thank you, Marco.
Thanks, Marco. Yes, thanks
thank you, Marco. And thank you for the hard work you do and really, really, and the love you put into it, man. That's really cool.
Yeah, thank you. Great job, guys.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Marco. Okay. We're going to go to Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi. How are you? This is Susan Brown. I don't know if the kids are there that know me, but I'm Susan Huff's friend, and I work also for the Fenday Foundation. And Wisdom Springs does work with us. They've made 9 wells in India. Mm-hmm. And so I know lots of the kids for the last many years, and they've gone to the walks. And I think the other day, it was Thursday, I went to Color Me Mine to make ceramics for the fundraiser that they're going to be having, which is really fun, wasn't it?
Yes, that was such a great time. We made these little, we painted these little mugs. It was kind of like a bonding thing, and then we're also going to sell them for the walk. It was such a great time. It was so great meeting you. This is Dempsey, by the way, Susan.
Hi, Dempsey. How are you? Yeah, Susan and I were the last two old people there painting our picture. It took us so long to do it.
It was so cute. See, you're an artist. You're so amazing at what you do. She was being very humble. The other Susan was like, tell us about your past. She's like, not kind of wanting to do it. She's being very humble, but
most great artists are humble, and so you can. There's a talent level that as the greatness goes up, the humble goes up as well. So yeah,
it's pretty fantastic. Well, actually, you should take a look at this picture. Oh my goodness,
I can't wait to see it after it's fired. It'll be really fun. I hope it gets reasonably big bucks. Well, for all of our things.
Thanks, Susan.
Thank you, Susan.
Yeah. And I just so appreciate you all and would like to donate. And I appreciate you, helping out our local radio station that we all love so much. So these kids, I just can't get over how wonderful they all are. And it makes you have trust that the world is going to be okay. We need a little of that.
You and me both. I feel honored to be here with them. I'm not kidding. I absolutely love what they do. I love the cause, and I love the passion that they put into it. So I'm honored to be in here with them. And thank you for your donation, Susan. Did you want to do that online, or do you want to take care of it on the phone when we're done here?
Whatever's easier for you, what do you recommend? I can do either.
I'm going to give you a number to call the lobby, and then they'll dial you in there. So let me give you a number now.
Okay, hold on. I have lots of paintbrushes. Hold on. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. It's, again, area code 949-715-4859.
4859. Okay, well... All right, you guys, come on, let's do it. You can make the most money of all everybody.
Thank you, Susan. Yes.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you again.
Bye.
Bye, Susan. Right,
you got another call, and
who's that?
You got another call, and this is Tom.
This is Tom Lamb, friend of all of you guys. I've been wearing a hat this week called Make Water, which came from
That's amazing.
Walking for water, and people say, what's that? Don't we have enough water? I said, well, you got to come in the end of March and come for Walk for Water at the high school, right? You have to do these things.
Yeah, of course. I have the same hat. I love that thing.
It's great. It creates such a conversation.
Of course, yeah.
But the reason I'm calling is that we're the recipients of some of the funding that has been promoted with Fenday Foundation. We've located Tibetan villages in need of refugee camps in India, and we've now put in almost 8 wells, and we're currently putting in a new water tank for a school, which will provide a whole complex with fresh water, which That's they didn't awesome. Have.
Tom, what is the cost of a well?
About $10,000.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But with that, I mean, it's amazing in third world countries how far $10,000 goes.
Right.
I mean, that includes digging a well, oftentimes provides a tank, piping, incredible amounts of labor. Right. So the money is well spent, and no, you know, the money goes completely to these causes, which is just amazing.
Wow.
Absolutely. The logistics kind of are a little hazy for some people, but this money is being used like so efficiently, so thoroughly, and it's creating real tangible change.
Right.
It's pretty fantastic.
Right. That you can see people change. It changes lives of an entire village. That's absolutely amazing. Well, yeah.
We put in a well a couple of years ago in Norgeeling at this small monastery that we've been taken care of, if you will, and it actually changed the climate around it. It lowered the temperature by 10 to 20 degrees.
Really?
It promoted green grass and clean water, not only to drink, but sanitation needs too. So you could have flush toilets and you could have all sorts of other things. And so the whole system came up. And the water, unlike in Africa, the water in India is there, but it's not dependable water.
Mm-hmm.
They're sort of the end of the food chain. So this now provides first line water, which is just amazing.
Wow. Great work.
And these villages, these Tibetans have been in exile from Tibet. The village of Norgeeling is celebrating this year its 50th anniversary. So we'll see firsthand how these wells are actually providing that activity and bring back pictures to you guys so you can see it when we return.
Yeah, those photos are awesome.
We're about to celebrate Tibetan New Year and next month.
Excellent.
That's amazing. And we want to
go ahead.
We want to thank you so much for the art that you donate to the walk as well. It is so helpful for us and such a big part of our silent auction too. So thank you so much for that, Tom.
Well, it's my small pleasure and humble that we can do that. And it's our pleasure that we've been able to meet with this Holiness, the Dalai Lama, and be able to create photographs that he wants to then give to you as an extension of himself.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
So I'll be making a donation offline, and I collected the number you gave earlier to Susan, so I have that number.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you so much for the work you do and the effort that you put into it. And again, thank you for the support of the radio station and supporting these magnificent students who are just taking care of business across the world.
Okay, and we hope we see everyone on March 25th. 25th, right?
Oh, yeah.
26th.
Yeah.
26th.
Yeah, the Sunday.
Sunday. Well, we'll start. We'll have to get starting to get ready on the 25th, and then we'll be putting our walking shoes on the 25th.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank
we'll
you,
see
Tom.
You there.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Bye-bye. Of course.
You got one more call. I believe this is Sophie.
There we go.
Oh, great.
Hi, Sophie. Are you on?
Hi.
Hey, Sophie. Sophie is actually the president of Walking for Water.
I am one, yeah.
Hi, Sophie. Thank you for calling in.
One of two.
Hi, no worries.
Yeah, so
I'm really excited about this call.
Sophie's been a part of this club for, like, how long? Like, so many years. Like, middle school.
Longer than anyone else, I think.
I think I was a part of it, I think maybe, like, I started kind of being a part of it in like fifth grade, and then sixth and seventh grade, I began to get a little bit more involved.
Right.
But I always mentioned that I was one of the few fortunate people who got to meet Subhanfu, who has played such a huge role in Susan's life and in Walking for Water. She was really the one who provoked a teenager to have this idea and to want to change so many people's lives. And I think that she definitely lit a light inside of me, and she definitely pushed me to be a leader before she left us, sadly. And I think that this club has definitely, like, it continues to light a fire inside of different teenagers. And I think it's the best way to, like, you're helping other people, and that is probably the best way for you to just grow as a person as well. So I love this club, and I have been a part of it for a really long time.
Sophie is one of the, when I was talking earlier about seeing girls I really looked up to, Sophie was one of the reasons I saw this, because in middle school I was like, how is she a part of this really cool club hanging out with all these cool people?
Right.
And I mean, she has such a big part of everything. She's awesome.
And Sophie, do you see yourself being involved forever?
There are members who have left the club in high school and have continued to be a huge impact by becoming a part of the board. And I would be so honored if I could continue to grow this as I graduate high school and become a part of the board and see the action from a different perspective, like the more business perspective, and being able to like actually see how everything, like all the hard work that us teenagers in high school do, actually comes into play when it comes to like the business side of it. Mm-hmm. So I definitely hope to be involved in that aspect when I graduate.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you for your involvement now, really.
No, I'm grateful for the club. I really think that it's given me much more than I have given it. And I just continue to feel grateful that I have the opportunity to give back in such an impactful way, especially because I feel like us teenagers have such a huge voice and we have gotten so much more of an opportunity to say things in the past couple years. And I think that Walking for Water is a great opportunity for everyone to be able to speak their voice and say their truth while also helping thousands of children.
Beautiful. And beautifully stated too, by the way. Do you find that there's the misnomer that this generation is just, they don't want to get involved. They're just, it seems that the reputation for this generation is, yeah, you do live in kind of an Orange County bubble, but that doesn't appear to be the case.
Well, I think it really depends on who you're talking to. So I feel like I've been lucky enough to like be surrounded by people who care and right. who are really involved in the world and aren't kind of stuck in the little beach town. Right. But I do unfortunately know a lot of people but we still are young. So that's like we're still in high school.
Right.
And so we still have time mm-hmm. to grow and kind of figure out what is important to us.
Right.
And the fact that like
Absolutely.
We've kind of figured that out early on is like very lucky
right.
and I'm so happy that that's the case for us. But I think it's kind of unfair to like say we are kind of so removed and that like
right.
we don't really care about anything, because it's hard to look at the world as it is right now, and it's hard to face the like harsh realities of it without like kind of getting scared and like wanting to shy away. And so like
right.
when adults are telling us that like we don't want to get involved and that we distract ourselves, it's like a lot of the times people do that because it's kind of like a coping mechanism.
Right.
Like, y'all haven't left us with that great of a world. Like, it's so like there's so many amazing parts of this world, but at the same time it's scary,
right?
Like to be confronted
mm-hmm.
with reality.
Yeah.
So I think it's like you gotta cut us a little bit of slack.
Yeah,
you know?
Cut you a lot of slack, because most of the generation that they're bagging on, I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing
yeah.
that this is a generation, and you three are part and parcel of this, that gets involved, that cares, that actually, that if anything is ever going to happen with our environment, first of all, that it will be your generation that takes care of it. So yeah, I'm on the opposite end of that coin.
Well, yes.
Obviously. Another song?
Oh, yeah.
You guys good? And I went down the list a little bit, and I'm just going to select one because I absolutely love your list and your taste in music. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes here. We're with the Walking for Water group.
See the boats go sailing.
So I've got to think that you listen to my show and you go, you know, what songs would Ed want to hear? And you're just, you brought them all, man. Right on. Thank you for this incredible list of music. And thank you for being here, you guys. This is the Walking for Water crew. I should say the Walking for Water Club. Thank you very much, you guys, for being here. And I've still got Sophie on the line here. So it's a four-way conversation.
Hey, Sophie, you still on?
Sophie? That must have been something I said. Hold on. Sophie, are you there?
Might have lost.
All right, we might have lost Sophie. All right, so it's a three-way conversation. What do you guys got coming up?
Yeah, we just kind of want to move our conversation just towards our future life. And because we're seniors in high school, next year's it's a big change for all of us. I mean, me personally, I'm thinking about leaving the state, going out of state for college, just to, you know, get a new aspect on life. I mean, California, what a beautiful, beautiful state. I don't want to leave, but you got to see the world a little bit.
Right.
And just working for Walking for Water has really inspired me to create change wherever I head out. And of course, the radio show too, it's really sparked a light inside of me to just, I never thought I'd be into radio. I really didn't. My dad did it. He had a radio show a couple years ago. And it was cool listening to him, but it was a little weird. But just having him do that and then KX giving me the opportunity to voice my opinions and my thoughts on our podcast, it's just, I'm stoked to head out for a new change in life with these newfound skills.
Let me ask you really, so you said, and we all know how much we love California. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. So when you do find another landing spot, wherever that is, do you think it's going to be more of an opposite of California and you want to kind of taste what it's like to be the opposite, or do you want to kind of go somewhere where it's similar?
So it's hard. I'm thinking about going to school in either Texas or Georgia, both which are not going to touch the water, the ocean, which I'm going to miss.
Right.
And I don't know if I can do it yet. I don't know if I can leave the ocean, but I want to try something new. But there's always a possibility that I might go to school in Florida, which similarly has a huge ocean right next to it, some waves.
Right.
But only time will tell, see where we go. But I think a new change is good for every kid in high school, just to leave your community.
Right. And you mentioned Texas, Georgia, and Florida, and demographically and politically just different than California, way different.
Incredibly.
And that's what you want to experience, is that?
Yeah, I think it's always great to see both sides. I think both sides, there's always two sides to the story, and everyone sees it differently. And I want to go to a bigger school. So inside those states, I have a large variety, diversification of opinions and ideas.
Right.
Yes.
Beautiful.
I'm similar to Hutton. I went to summer camp in Texas, actually, and my whole mom's side is from Texas. And I have seen the conservative aspect of Texas and how different it is from California. I've noticed it's like religion also is like very big there, and like that's something that's kind of different here. And there's like kind of that like culture shock, but at the same time, I've met some of the most progressive, forward thinking, like so interesting, like these people I met in Texas, people who live in Georgia, who live in Athens, Georgia, and who live in Corsicana, Texas. These are like in the middle of nowhere, hill country, who are still a part of these conservative states, but are aiming to kind of flip that and start forward thinking. And there's also like, there's a big stigma around Southern culture and how it's very regressive and kind of judgmental, but when you look at it, it's actually pretty beautiful. Mm. And it's the history of Southern culture is not just like the Confederacy and like that kind of thing.
It's also
the people who were fighting against that and the people who wanted more for their home. And so I think that it's something that I've even had to get through to my parents, is that I'm not going backwards by going there. I'm seeing something that is like so different from here, but also progressive, also new, also like a place where I can like expand so much more. And I feel like it has this like weird kind of stigma to it. I feel like there's so much to learn from that kind of like culture. I don't know.
As you're talking, I'm thinking, well, it's that exact kind of open-mindedness that Texas, Florida, Georgia, and California are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is exactly that type of open-mindedness. Thank you and bravo.
Yeah, well.
And Chloe, you're going to Brown University.
Yes. Right. For water polo, I committed earlier in the year, just got accepted, and I'm very excited. One of the main reasons that school really spoke out to me was how progressive it is. And I mean, the major I applied for, it's modern culture and media, and it really reflects on how different medias portray different cultures. And I'll be learning about, I mean, worldwide, just many different things. And that kind of tied in with Walking for Water and my passion for that. And I mean, the radio station, you know, like.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's also East Coast. That's so cool. It's such a different climate, right, too, right. Which I think is interesting. It's like,
for sure. I'm definitely a California girl, you know, like Hutton, love the beach, you know, the ocean. Right. But like kind of like how he touched on earlier, like growing up, you have to experience different things. And it's part of growing up. And I'm really excited. It'll be different. And I'll meet a bunch of different people who will probably have the same ideas that I have and want to make a difference.
What kind of clubs do you see joining in college? Where would you've done Walking for Water, you've done this magnificent club here. Would you want to expand on that or maybe start explore something else?
So I'll hop in here.
All right, it
was pretty cool. For my college counselor, she instructed me to research, really get into the schools that I wanted to go to,
right,
and look up clubs that were there. And the awesome thing about college is there's a club for everything.
Right.
There's always something that you're interested. There's definitely a club that relates to it. And I'm not sure specifically one, but when I was researching, there's tons of different options of just leadership,
right,
opportunities, not just environmental, but leadership opportunities in the real world and even in like government positions and jobs. And that's what I'm interested in. And I'm hoping to join a club like that when I finally figure out that one college I'm going to.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm kind of on the same lines. I really want to keep going with this whole radio thing. It's really working for me. I'm really loving it. So similarly, like my college counselor has implored me to research these schools, kind of like find what I would want to be a part of there. And at a lot of the schools I applied to, there are actually student-run radio stations that work with music, local news, and all that. And so I actually, like, through this, I was hoping to maybe, like, apply for, like, some of those, like, internships there and, like, be a part of that organization. And then hopefully, this is, like, long-term goal. I know that I don't want to like go too far, but I really want to kind of get involved with NPR, hopefully, and maybe get into that.
I'm not blowing smoke in your face. I would never sit here and do that, but you're great at it. You're really, really good at it, and the show you put together each week, you're really good at it. I think that you've already got this. You've got an advantage right now going into college and going into something like that. You do have an advantage.
Thank you so much. I feel like when you find something that you love, you got to take it and run.
Right.
So, I mean,
there you go.
Yeah. Definitely want to keep this up. And I feel like I can only get better. There's no regression.
All right. We're about to wrap up here. Is there a message you want to send to wrap everything up? And then we'll go into a song to walk out the door with.
Well, I think I just want to emphasize how grateful we are for KX. And this whole takeover is just about you guys and how much you do for our community. It is like we are all contributing to Laguna Beach in our own special ways. And you guys are doing something like no other. And we are so grateful for you. Thank you for giving us a platform. Thank you for helping us out. Please, please donate to KX. They are so wonderful. Ed is so wonderful. 949.
Oop, that wasn't me.
I actually love that song, so you can play it.
It'll be the song as you walk out the door. It shouldn't have been the song to walk over what you're saying.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No, but donate over the phone, 949-715-4859. Thank you so much for having us.
I can't thank you enough. Dempsey, Cleo, Hutton with the Walking for Water Club here in Laguna Beach. You do amazing work, and I look forward to speaking with you again, certainly in March before the event. And then definitely I'd love for you to keep in touch and let's keep tabs on the rest of your lives here.
Thank you.
All right, thank you guys. Let's play that song that you love so much. It's the Mile High Club, by the way.
Smoking in and on the lot. He's an ace of bad.